in the sludge.
I'm going to scoot down here so everybody can hear me in the microphone. Just from the feel that I just got up here, it's going to be a really good show. I won't say very much, but one of the feelings that's as heavy as can be on any bluegrass ground is the soul and country of family harmonies. One of the things that linger around and float around these grounds as far back as Bill Monroe and his brother, you know, being here is family harmonies. And that's some of the soul and deepest tradition of this music, and we're about to witness it. One of the special things... Last year, this band was finalists at the Boogie Stage here, and they're also going out to Weezer this year, Weezer, Idaho, if you've never heard of that. It's one of the, it's pretty much the musicians contest. And Georgia Ray is going to be in a spotlight feature for the fiddling contest this year, if I said that right, I hope so. But folks, look up Weezer, Idaho, that festival. It's impressive, and we're about to get blown away. So I'm going to stop talking and let them get back to singing some tunes.
All right. This one's an old fiddle tune that someone put some lyrics to. It's called Big Sciota.
Thank you.
sad highway rolling. Lord have mercy on my soul. Bring my blue-eyed baby home, my pretty little blue-eyed baby.
Festival. I've heard about this festival last year, and I heard that the jamming was great, and it really is. I've been having so much fun these last 3 days just jamming.
Didn't go to bed till 8 o'clock this morning.
No, nine.
It's a magical forest out there. It's a magical forest.
There was a disco ball in the woods. It was great. But that's my punk rocking mama over there on guitar. And that's my little sister Quinn. She's 16 years old on the mandolin. Here's my older sister, Kelly Jo, with her beautiful voice. And you'll hear her play ukulele a little bit later. And that's my turtly brother on bass. That's Sean.
This is Georgia Ray, and she's our champion fiddler, and she's 17.
Multi-state.
Oh, yeah. Okay, ready? Okay, this one's off our next CD.
Yeah, it is. And we have CDs. We're going to have CDs available. They're right over here. They're $15 a piece.
My dad is also right here.
Four different CDs.
He's our roadie, so give him a big round of applause.
It's called Poor Wayfaring Stranger.
body lay beneath the sod. I'll drop this cross of self-denial, and I'll go singing home to God. I'm going there to meet my Savior, to dwell with Him and never roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I'm only going
come to this festival. It's our new CD is called Outside the Box, because we used to play a lot of like bluegrassy stuff, and now I really like jazz, so we're kind of trying to weave all of it in there. Are we playing our swing tune next?
No.
She likes jazz tunes about giraffes.
You'll hear a little bit later a little swing tune about a giraffe, but first we're going to play another one off of our new CD.
This one's kind of an older one that we put on there that we've been doing for a long time, but...
I've always loved this song. It's called Tell Her to Come Back Home.
Quinn's tuning her instrument, but with weather like this, you have to constantly...
Sam Bush said it was okay for her to do that. And he's a god, so...
You tune as much as you want.
Well, it's good to be in tune.
This is also on our new album.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
said that.
This is probably one of my favorite songs on the album.
Mr. Shaker, are you ready?
Yeah. You're good, you're good.
Compulsive tuning disorder.
Play their music because they wrote great
music.
Songs.
They had a civil war.
Yeah, they had a civil war and broke up.
Hush goes over the crowd.
So, this song is called 20 Years, and Quinn's gonna get her guitar out for this one.
Water was dripping on it. Water was dripping on your guitar?
Yeah. You know, my dad said that he saw a guy dump water out of his guitar today. So that
yikes.
That's yeah. I was holding my fiddle under my poncho today, so it wouldn't get too wet. But all right, Quinn, are you ready?
Just about. Give me a minute.
Daddy calls this the letter song. It's by the letter.
Thank you.
Now this song, this song is one that Quinn wrote. And Quinn writes a lot of songs and doesn't usually share her songs with us because she's the youngest and she doesn't share. No, but she actually shared
she's
this one with us.
She's the one that has all the different instruments too. You can't play that.
Well, so she wrote this song and she actually shared it with us. And I really like this song. It's about everyone can relate to this because we all don't want to grow up. At least I know I don't. I just want to stay where I'm at. I don't want to have to
stay 17 forever.
Yeah, that would be really well, no, because maybe I want to like be 21 forever because then I can play in bars. I mean, I've played in bars before, but I can't play in bars without my mom, you know what I mean?
Thank God, she still needs me. I'm gonna hang on to that for as long as I can.
All right. This is called Back When.
And the world to do, and all the bills coming out of the blue. I hate growing up. Can we go back in time? Back to when we were little, when everything was broken up for Jesus' sake.
Song that I wrote, and I'm not quite as serious as Quinn is. It's really hard for me to be serious, so this song is about a giraffe, because I don't have experience in love, so I can't write about love.
No love for you.
I have only been on this earth for 17 years, so I can't really write about life. So I'm gonna write about what I know, and what I know is giraffes.
And mean giraffes at
that. And mean, I mean,
Let's.
As goofy as this song is, and our friend, how did you come up with this song?
Oh, it was last year, last summer in Weezer, Idaho. It was like 100 degrees out, and we're sitting in the under our tent, and it was just too hot to do anything. So I'm just sitting there with my ukulele, just in my lap, and I turn over to my friend Anthony. I said, "What should I write a song about?" He says, "Geraldine the Giraffe." I said, "All right, so this is what came of that."
As goofy as the song is, everyone's got a Geraldine in their life.
Yes.
Ready?
Oh, and also you're going to hear a kazoo on this song, which we have custom George Ray Family Band kazoos that have Geraldine on them.
Georgia Drew Geraldine that's on here, and they come in all different colors.
There's also a Geraldine poster if you want.
Ready?
But yeah.
Are you ready, Quinn?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Songs we can play. We have, I think, 3 or 4 swing tunes. That one was written by Georgia, and that's on our CD, and this other one is on our CD, Window Faces the South.
But
we're going to be playing a classic swing tune that you'll find in Weezer all the time.
Yeah, that's where we first heard this song.
We're at the Bill Monroe campgrounds, right?
Only right to pay respects.
We're switching it up a little bit. Quinn's got a banjo now.
We originally learned this song because I had an English project that was due that I procrastinated on. So they had 3 days to learn this song
for
my English project.
This was the first song I ever learned
on banjo. That's the first song I played on mandolin. Because I couldn't come up with anything good on the fiddle. So I was like, I might as well try the mandolin. We like to name our instruments, I think every musician should name their instrument, because then their instrument will be happy and stay in tune.
This right here is Herman Anderson.
Herman Anderson. This is a mandolin. And that is...
Laura Lee.
Yeah, the person that made that banjo named it, so we had to keep the name, but that's, I don't know why it's called that. And my mom's guitar's name is Ugly Betty. And the bass is Big Fat Baby. Fat spelled with PH, not an F.
And today, because it's 3/4 size.
Off of our third CD. We got 4 over here by my dad. All right, Quinn, are you ready yet?
Okay.
heart of mine. Can't you hear me calling? A million times I love you best. I mistreated you, but I'm sorry. Come back to me is my weakness. I remember, dear, the night we parted. A big mistake has caused it all. If you return, sunshine will follow. But if you stay away, heart of mine, can't you hear me calling? A million times I loved you best, mistreated you, Lord, and I'm sorry. Come back to me is my
John Hartford song, and I gotta take back that mandolin, Kelly.
Oh.
Okay, never mind. I don't want to do that as our last song. We got a better last song.
Seven bridges.
Okay, we're gonna do an Eagles one instead.
Gotta wait for Quentin.
Well, first of all, we'd like to thank all of you for coming out and listening to us. And also, thanks to our awesome sound guy, Chris. He's rocking it. He's done a really good job with all these bands on this stage. Sounds great. I can hear everything. It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Ready?
There are stars in the southern sky. Southward as you go, there is moonlight and moss on the trees. Down the sand
Talk to you guys.